Dress Codes and Other Things Neil Despises. Written by Miss Drana, read by A Literal Garbage Heap. Summary. Today happens to be Neil's first day at high school, and after a year without his best friends slash boyfriends, he's happy to be back to causing chaos with them. The lunchroom of Fox Court High was loud, full of people, and smelled like a mashup of Axe and the latest celebrity-endorsed perfumes. "Welcome to your high school experience," Kevin said to Neil as they put down their trays and sat at the lunch table Andrew had claimed for them. "You're back to the lowest rank. How's it feel after being at the top of middle school?" Neil rolled his eyes. He shoved half of his sandwich into his mouth. "Last year sucked." "We thought being at the top of the food chain would be a good experience for you," Andrew said, picking apart his pizza into its component parts. "All of the kids were scared of me for no good reason, just because they hear one rumor that I'm a runaway with a mafia enforcer as my father." Neil tipped his chair back and sighed. "I'll never forgive Rico for spreading that lie, and I've already had a run-in with him this morning. God, Rico really hasn't mellowed out at all, has he?" Kevin rolled his eyes and nodded. "He's as delightful as ever," Andrew said, eating a bite of cheeseless crust. "They made him captain of the baseball team, and he hasn't had an ounce of chill since." "Well, I've got all year to deal with him," Neil said thoughtfully. He ate a handful of Andrew's fries and washed them down with a sip of Kevin's water. "I can think of a few ideas to keep him busy," Andrew said. He took Kevin's drink from Neil and took a noisy sip. Kevin stole his now half-empty cup back and frowned at it. "If I get mono because we're sharing spit on a straw..." "We can share spit without the middleman of a straw at my house this evening," Andrew said. "My mom's not home until late tonight." "Technically, isn't one of us the middleman no matter how you view it?" Neil asked, tapping his finger to his chin thoughtfully. "And are you insinuating that I'm at school sick?" Kevin put his hands up. "I'm insinuating that you all need to get your own drinks so I'm not dehydrated at practice today." "Kevin takes hydrate or dihydrate way too seriously," Neil said in a stage whisper. Andrew laughed. "Meantime," Neil said, leaning across the table and dropping his voice to an actual lower volume, "let's get down to things we can do right now. Rico aside, how are we causing trouble this year?" "Dress code," Kevin said, without missing a beat. He pulled a printout of the policy out of his backpack and slid it across the lunch table. "Specifically, the wording that calls out only female students." Neil scanned over the policy and nodded. "Looks like we're going clothes shopping tonight." The next day, Neil showed up to all of his morning classes like normal, wearing his trademark oversized hoodie. Just like Kevin in his lacrosse sweatshirt, and Andrew in his favorite zombie apocalypse sweatshirt. But when Andrew, Neil, and Kevin, sans sweatshirts, sauntered into the cafeteria at lunchtime, the whole room exploded into chaos. "Are you kidding me?" That was Aaron Minyard, Andrew's long-suffering twin, who just wanted to blend into the rest of the student body and was tired of being called out by students who thought he was Andrew. "Wow, Neil's really cute in a crop top, though," Caitlin, Aaron's girlfriend, said. She had a sparkle in her eye. "Maybe you could borrow it sometime. Oh, or your brother's top." Aaron sighed as he no doubt imagined the students who would come up to him thinking he had been the one wearing a green crop top that was artfully torn to show the black mesh underneath. "What the hell are you guys wearing?" That was Rico, the aforementioned captain of the baseball team. Neil held up a hand to stop Andrew and Kevin. "I've got this," he told them. This was his moment, his time to shine, the whole reason Neil got up to go to school in the morning. Neil bared his teeth in a wide grin. "Why, Rico," Neil said, turning to show off his bright orange crop top, making sure as many people as possible were watching. "I'm so glad you noticed. You know, it's funny you should ask." Rico eyed Neil suspiciously, his arms crossed over his chest. "Well, I'm just a freshman, so I was up all night reading the student handbook," Neil said, "making sure I was up to date on all of the rules and regulations." Neil plucked at his shirt. Finding the neon orange top on clearance last night had been an excellent stroke of luck. He thought he looked a little ridiculous with so much of his stomach on display, but Kevin and Andrew had said he looked good in it, and had both kissed him about 50 times, so maybe it was a good ridiculous. "You can imagine my surprise," Neil continued, "when I turned to page 42 and saw a scant paragraph describing the dress code for male students and an entire page of bullet points for female students." "You guys look hot as hell," someone called out from the back of the cafeteria. Neil blew a kiss into the crowd, and at least 20 students cheered. "Anyhow," he said, "there's nothing against male students wearing crop tops, so here we are." "Just because it's not there doesn't mean you should wear one," Rico sneered. "What, because Neil looking this good might awaken something in you?" Andrew asked, his expression bored, but his slightly clenched hands a dead giveaway that he was willing to throw down if it came to that. "Or perhaps because if a rule is going to be made, it should be made fairly," Kevin added. "In fact, there's a long history of incidents like this, and in 7 out of the 10 school districts I looked into..."
"Okay, alright, what the fuck is all this commotion?"
Kevin was cut off by guidance counselor Wymack, who had come to investigate the noise levels in the cafeteria. Wymack sighed when he saw Kevin and Andrew. Rico took that moment to scurry away.
"I shouldn't be so surprised," Wymack said, before turning to Neil. "I see you two have added a third to the troublemaking squad."
He waved away the other kids, who reluctantly headed back to their boring, crop-top, drama-free lunches.
"Neil's always been a part of the crew," Andrew said.
"You'll see."
Wymack pinched the bridge of his nose like he was trying to stave off a headache.
"Okay, let's discuss this in my office before the principal feels the need to get involved."
"Well, that's kind of the point," Neil said. "The principal should get involved. The whole school should get involved. Why are we focused on how students dress and not focused on how to respect each other? Where are our 2-page-long sections on how to keep our eyes to ourselves and pay attention to class?" Wymack paused, before glancing at Andrew and Kevin.
"I'm not saying you're wrong, but teenage hormones are kind of a thing."
"Sure," Neil shrugged. "I believe you. Even still, why emphasize how female students dress versus how other students behave?" Wymack nodded wryly.
"Ah, you're going to fit right in with them."
"I'm so proud," Andrew said, wiping away a pretend tear.
"We're just getting started," Kevin added.
The next day, a copy of the revised dress code for students went out, banning crop tops for all students, regardless of sex or gender. The next day, Kevin, Andrew, and Neil led a group of 150 students in crop tops to protest the school board solving the wrong problem. The next day, a re-revised dress code was released, replacing most of the dress code with a paragraph about appropriate student conduct. Crop tops still banned, though. "That's okay," Neil said. He was already getting more comfortable at the lunch table and leaving everyone in the dust during cross-country practice after school. "We've got all year to wear them down."
"We're glad you're back with us," Kevin said, frowning in mock annoyance when Neil stole his water again.
"Well, I was, anyhow."
Andrew grabbed the water next. He held it up in a toast. Neil pretended to hold up a drink and nudged Kevin, who, after a reluctant minute, held up his own pretend drink.
"Cheers to our best year yet," Andrew said, with a particularly bright grin.
"Cheers to us bringing down Rico," Neil said.
"Cheers to the lacrosse team winning nationals," Kevin said, and Neil and Andrew sighed fondly at him. It was going to be a good year.
The most important thing to note is that 4 years later, Neil Jostin absolutely wore a crop top to his graduation ceremony. The end. Thanks for listening.